Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Be God's Witness.
Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42.
Listen, you that are deaf, and you that are blind, look up and see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf like my messenger whom I send? Who is blind like my dedicated one, or blind like the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased for the sake of his righteousness to magnify his teaching and make it glorious. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are trapped in holes and hidden in prisons. They have become a prey with no one to rescue them, a spoil with no one to say, restore. Who among you will give heed to this? Who will attend and listen for the time to come? Who gave up Jacob to the spoiler and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, in whose ways they would not walk and whose law they would not obey? So he poured upon him the heat of his anger and the fury of war. It set him on fire all around, and he did not understand. It burned him, and he did not take it to heart. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament reading is taken from Revelation chapter 19.
Songs of victory in heaven. After this, I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, praise the Lord. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. He has punished the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. He has avenged the murderer of his servants. And again their voices rang out, praise the Lord. The smoke from the city ascends forever and ever. Then the 24 elders and four living beings fell down and worshipped God, who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, Amen, praise the Lord. And from the throne came a voice that said, praise our God, all his servants, all who fear him, from the least to the greatest. Then I heard again what sounded like a shout of a vast crowd or the roar of a mighty ocean's waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of white linen to wear. For the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people. And the angel said to me, write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words that come from God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said, no, don't worship me. I am a servant of God, just like you and your brothers and sisters who testify about their faith in Jesus. Worship only God, for the essence of prophecy is to give a clear witness for Jesus. And then this is about the rider on the white horse. Then I saw heaven opened and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes are like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will release the fierce wrath of God the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh is written this title, King of all kings and Lord of all lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come, gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, and of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great. Then I saw the beast and the king of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Their entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding the white horse, and the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, and thank you. I think the little checking at the end says it all. It's not an easy reading, all kind of massacre happening. So I'm not sure how to approach the text, but I actually had thoughts as we were reading the end. I said, this is horrible. But I mean, I've never been in a war. I have no idea what a war is all about. I see pictures, and of course it affects us. But people around the world are in wars. They know what it is. They know what it is to be attacked by an enemy. And I wonder, when you see that as a dad, as a mum, when you are worried about your children, when you know that your son is away fighting, I wonder the kind of thoughts you have about those enemies. No, I don't think that in normal ways you would want harm to harm them. But when they are attacking you, when they're endangering, those kind of things, you hope for freedom and you hope that something decisive will happen. And I think maybe it's that context. We need to remind ourselves that John is writing to Christians, Christians who witness, who are following and holding firm on the testimony of Jesus. They have this message that they believe is from God, but because of this message, they are persecuted. They are oppressed, they feel injustice. But instead of them turning and avenging themselves, they know that the words of Jesus says, do good to your enemies, bless them. They have to live in a different way than maybe when we are in a war and we try to defend ourselves and we take up the arms and we do try to harm our enemy to try to be freed and safe. But here, the message to the Christian is be faithful to Jesus, continue to trust in him, do good even to your enemies, and let God bring justice. And so at the beginning, we hear that God is the judge. And he will be judging. He will be judging all nations in all era, from all times. And his judgment will be true and just. And I think of a judge. A judge listened to the arguments and then, with the understanding of the law, makes a declaration. That's what a judgment is. It's a declaration after hearing all the facts. And God will declare. And his declaration will be true and just. He will have all the facts. And I know there is a song, I can't remember, but it's about sometimes how we feel oppressed. And so how we sometimes feel we're not that great Christians and we feel a bit guilty or ashamed. And the song says, God only knows what you're going through. God only knows what the people tell about you. He has all the facts and he knows. When we try to compare ourselves and we feel, well, this is an amazing Christian, so I wonder what God thinks about me, we can rest assured that God knows, and that our trust is not on our achievements to find and make ourselves righteous, but our trust is on what Jesus did for us. And then our decisions to learn to follow him, to be loyal to him. And for those Christians, being loyal to him was to stand firm in their faith, to witness, even if it meant oppositions or persecutions. This is about an encouraging group of Christians to say, hold firm to the witness, to the faith. This is your task. The task of judgment is God's task, and it will take place. And one day we will see things, and God will come and put all things to right. And so we have all these kind of symbols and languages that maybe made more sense in the first century, but just to help us to keep standing, keep being that witness to God. One day we will see Jesus, the King of Kings. And in the meantime, we need just to be his witness. And I like that description. We have this description of a person on a horse who will judge, and it is Jesus, because we have these symbols of his clothes in robes dipped in blood, reminding ourselves of his sacrifice on the cross. He's the word of God we hear, and we know that John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. So we know from this paragraph that we're talking about Jesus. And of course we have this last name described, King of King and Lord of Lord. That's what this writer John was saying to those Christians. Continue to hold firm in your faith, in your loyalty to this King of King and this Lord of Lord, Jesus, who died for you to start this new creation, to start something new that he will accomplish at the end. And of course, Advent is this time of readiness for the time when he will come. And yesterday I was speaking in church, what Jesus made clear is that we don't know when he will come back, but what he wants us is to be ready. And an encouragement for us is about this word that will have its effect. And it reminds me of a passage in Hebrew that says, I'll first use the more straightforward translation, the word of God or Jesus, when we speak of Jesus to others, is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our inmost thoughts and desires. A more fluid translation says, God means what he says, and what he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one can resist God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. And so, yes, we need to tell our people, to tell our generation afresh what this word means. But we can be confident that when we do that faithfully, God will work in the lives of our friends, our family, our neighbors, and will accomplish his purposes. For God's word is alive. Jesus is alive, and he will use us as we seek to be faithful to him. So let's pray in this time of season of Advent, where often people will be invited friends to a carol service or to other events. Let's pray that God's word will be alive, that we will be discerning what to say so that people will find who this Jesus is, what he has done for them, and what he calls us to be. So let's pray for the day, its task, the world and its needs, and the church and her life. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Today we remind ourselves that you are alive, that you gave your life to bring about the salvation for all those who put their trust in you. I was reminding this morning that in your presence, there will be only one kind of people, sinners, people who realize that they can't do it by themselves. They can't make themselves righteous. Sinners saved by grace, who recognize the gift of forgiveness, the gift of being brought back into a relationship with the Maker. Help us to tell that message with passion, with clarity, with tears, with strength. Lord, we think of all our brothers and sisters around the world who live in places of fear, opposition, and maybe even persecution because of the faith they hold. Lord, may they be encouraged today. Maybe may they be reading this book of Revelation, knowing that you are in control. And Lord, for us in the West, where maybe we don't have any fear or anxiety in being put to prison or being harmed physically because of our faith, we have many other challenges. The pull of taking it easy, of going with the flow, and forgetting what it means to be loyal to you, Jesus, to reflect your intentions when we feel the recipient of injustice, of things that are not true, how we react. Do we bless? Do we seek to pray for those we find difficult to live with? Help us to reflect your light in our world today.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.